Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Buyers Auto, family-owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Buyers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, we are going to give away another Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that what we want to call it, a travel mug?
No, because...
when you do travel with it, it's designed for travelling, for moving.
No, that's not what it's designed for.
Portable?
Multi-reusable coffee cup.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Multi-reusable coffee cup. How many times can you reuse it?
Although multi and reusable is the same thing. It really is. If it's reusable, it is multi. Okay, it's a coffee cup that never dies.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And it's branded with the Opinions Matter podcast logo. And we are giving away loads of them. Loads and loads and loads of them. So let's ring yet another winner.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Francis, please.
Speaking.
How are you, Francis? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Grand, Adrian. How are you?
Good. Not a bother. Thanks, Francis. Now, Francis, you entered our competition for an Opinions Matter travel mug. Is that right?
I did.
Well, I've good news for you. You have just won the latest Opinions Matter travel mug. Hey, there's Jeremy getting all excited. Jeremy gets all excited because then he realises that's another €6 in postage down the Swanee to get it out to you. But we'll get that out in the post to you today. So if you stay on the line...
Thanks very much, Adrian. Thank you, Jeremy.
If you stay on the line there for 1 second, I'll get all your details.
Thank you so much.
And that is Francis Egan from Bray in County Wicklow, the latest winner of an Opinions Matter travel mug. We have another one to give away at the end of this episode, so stay listening and find out the silly question that we're going to ask you today at the end of this episode. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter?
It's actually a topic we've never, ever covered before, guys, which is bizarre because... 90% of the people listening to this podcast are probably guilty of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do we want to talk about? Dodgy box end users face legal action from Sky for the very first time. Sky has obtained, get a load of this now, Sky has obtained the names and addresses and bank details of 304 dodgy box subscribers from a court case against a distributor. So up until now, so the dodgy box, as most of you know,
that's a fire stick. Yeah,
it can be an app on your TV,
an app on your phone,
but it's an illegal way of streaming television services.
And can I just say, because a lot of people are confused about this, a fire stick is not illegal to have. I have a fire stick at home.
Yeah, no, they're not illegal. Yeah,
and we use the fire stick in the one of the TVs in the house that isn't a smart TV, and we use it to access YouTube, so the kids can watch YouTube on the fire stick. So owning a fire stick is not illegal. You can buy a fire stick in Currys. You can buy it in any electrical shop. So owning a fire stick is not illegal. It's when you have an app on that fire stick that enables you to watch, to stream channels that you have not paid for, i.e. Sky Sports or Sky Movies or whatever the case may be.
So
they're not going to come after you if you have an Amazon Fire Stick like I have that just has a YouTube on it. Well, it has YouTube and Amazon Prime on it.
So no. They are coming after people who have apps on the Fire Stick or on their televisions that illegally streams content that you haven't paid for. Anyway, Sky has obtained the names and addresses and bank details of 304 dodgy box subscribers.
Who are shitting themselves now, I'd say.
I would say so. The High Court has basically said, yes, Revolut has to hand over the bank details of all the people who paid this individual for the dodgy box services. And basically it means, for the very first time, Sky is coming after individuals, not the guys that you bought it off. So if you have a Fire Stick, obviously they're trying to track down all the people providing the service, but for the first time ever, they've said they are now going after you. If you are somebody with a dodgy box, your days are numbered. Sky are coming after you. And We're asking basically how you feel about that.
Okay, here's a couple of things. I don't care if someone... I have a fire stick. I don't have a dodgy box. Which a lot of people use. I use Now TV because it's actually cheaper than Sky Sports to watch football matches, and that is completely legal. However, I don't. It's no skin off my nose if someone uses it.
Well, okay. Then why aren't you using it? Why don't you have one?
I'd be afraid of getting caught.
Oh, that's literally it.
Yeah, I've no balls when it comes to that. I don't think my wife would let us have one in the house.
Anyway. Really?
Yeah, I don't. She's always about, oh God, what if we got caught? What if we got caught? Now, sorry, just to cut across, Elaine's saying about GDPR. A lot of people have asked that. So here's what happened, Elaine. Sky's legal team got permission from the High Court. So they got a High Court order to allow them...
Ordering Revolut to hand over the bank details of everybody who had paid money to the individual.
So GDPR doesn't come into this because the High Court have basically said to Revolut, you need to hand over that to Sky. The money that was paid to this fella, we need to know the details of this.
Mm-hmm. So the bottom line is that in court was an individual that was selling these the software for your Fire Stick or whatever. Yep. So he is the distributor of the television services.
But they're going after the users as well.
This is the very first time that they've gone after users, that they got a court order from the High Court for Revolut to hand over the bank details of all of the people who had paid this guy.
Yeah. Now,
and the question we're asking is, does that worry you? Do you think it's fair that the High Court handed over these, ordered the bank details to be handed over? Do you use one? Does it bother you using one? Do you have any guilty conscience about it?
The vast majority of people who do, and we'll be talking to them on this podcast, yeah? The vast majority of people who use them don't see it as a problem, okay? They don't see it as bad. However, and I'd love to hear from someone who has a relation that works in the TV industry. Because here's the thing, and I'm not defending, by the way, Sky or anything like that, but people saying, oh, Sky is very expensive.
And that is the number one argument that we hear.
You have to remember, before Sky came along, there was one match put on telly every week. It was on a Sunday, the Sunday game or something like that it was called, or Saturday Sport. There was only, or Match of the Day. You could only watch. So Premier League football, as you know it, in the UK, and Formula One, all those sports are huge now because of Sky. Sky made the Premier League.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And, you know, when you say, oh, it costs a lot of money, you're getting a lot for it. You know what I mean? If you want to go back to the old days where it was one match a week on UTV, that's shite. Like, the coverage is absolutely amazing. And I don't have a problem, like, you know, if you're listening to this and you have a dodgy stick and you watch matches, none of my business. It's no skin off my nose. However, if I worked for Sky and my job was on the line because the revenue was down, then I would be pissed off. And as well, myself and Adrian would be hypocrites if we didn't say this on the show. About 6 months ago, myself and Adrian discovered something. We discovered that somebody was grabbing the audio of our podcast every day and posting it up on a website for other
YouTube,
people.
Posting it up on YouTube.
On YouTube.
So making money themselves off the back of our podcast.
Yeah, so they were doing exactly what people with Fire Sticks do. They were taking the audio every day from our podcast. We sit here every day. We don't do it for free. We do it to make money, and we get that money from revenue. So say, for instance, we're Sky, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're Jamie Carragher, I'm Gary Neville, yeah? We're not sitting here for free. Somebody was literally copying our audio every single day, uploading it to their YouTube channel, getting ads on it, and making money off our backs. Now, I have a problem with that.
No, we did have a problem
with
that.
We got our legal team.
We were never able to track the fucker down, to be honest. But
no, the YouTube channel was taken down.
It was only because we complained to YouTube. But yeah. That fella came back again. That fella came back and he's doing it again.
But I don't think anybody listening...
This individual is literally robbing our content, our intellectual property.
Yeah, everything you hear in this podcast is our intellectual property, yeah? We sit here, we do this with a view. The only reason we're doing this, we're not a charity. The only reason we do this is to make money. And we make good money from it, and we're thankful for that, yeah? But we were not going to have somebody uploading our audio and making money, yeah? And making money off our hard-earned work that we're doing. And we reported them. We got our legal team onto them. And I don't think there's anybody listening to this podcast who would say, well, we were wrong to report it. Why should someone else make money off us? And that is the exact same argument as the dodgy Fire Sticks. I think we were right.
No, of course we were. 100% we were.
This fella was literally uploading the podcast today and he had ads running all over us. Like. Yep.
Anyway, we'd like to hear from you on this. Our number is 085-825-2626. As Jeremy said, it's a topic we have never, ever spoken about on the podcast before. We know a huge percentage of people listening to us right now have a dodgy box, stream their football and movies and everything else for free.
Oh, and in fact, there we go. We asked about 5 minutes ago, and if we can try and get this person on, it'd be great. See that message there?
Yeah.
My partner works.
Yeah.
So here's someone now that's just messaged us on Facebook whose partner works for a TV channel. I'd love to know how she feels about that, so we'll try and get her on.
All right, let's kick off the conversation today with Glenn.
How's it going, lads? Katie, all I have to say, if you support this, you're nothing but a bootlicker. And at the end of the day, don't come crying to everyone else when your Virgin and Sky bill go up to nearly 200 euro a month for the basics and the sport. Because what happens is people are going to say, fuck it, you can take my master box or dodgy box, but I'm not going back to the digital telly. I might as well go to the pub and spend 10, 15 euro on a drink and watch the match there. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's bigger issues around the whole GDPR than people realise. That a company can just go to another banking system. It's like, oh yeah, give me all the names and details of your customers, please, that could potentially be using dodgy boxes. It's all a sham at the end of the day. It's all about money. That's all they care about.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Are you looking for a Columbus car dealership built on tradition and trust? Byers Auto, family owned since 1897, offers top new and pre-owned vehicles. Visit us or shop online at buyersauto.com. Byers Auto, driving the next generation of buyers.
CME Federal Credit Union was founded in 1935. And over 90 years later, they're still turning your financial goals into reality. Start the year strong with a better auto loan payment. CME Federal Credit Union wants to beat your rate by 1.5% with APR starting at 4.99%. Imagine driving into 2026 with a payment that treats you right. It's time to give your budget a glow up.
Terms and conditions apply. APR as low as 4.99%. Visit cmefcu.org for details.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, Angela, this is a question I never thought I'd ask a woman on a live podcast. Have you got a dodgy box?
Oh, God.
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
Have you ever thought of getting one?
Nope. I have Sky.
You have Sky.
And I have Sky since it came out. And no, my box is all in order. Thank you very much.
Okay. And have you, obviously you're aware that you can get one of these dodgy boxes where you can stream absolutely everything you like.
And you can. Loads of people I know have them. Nope. Doesn't interest me.
Why?
I like to watch what I want, when I want. I like to record. I like to go to matches and then come home and watch what I missed at the match. I don't like to watch something and then suddenly it go fuzzy for a second or it pauses for a second. And the other thing is, it's illegal.
It is illegal, yeah, and let's make no bones about that. Any of you who have a Fire Stick with a bit of software on it that allows you to stream everything, it is illegal.
But it's illegal, and I know what's going to happen is you're going to get people going, do you go over the speed limit? Do you? That's a whole different story. That's a whole different, do you know what I mean, scenario, story, whatever. But the thing with this is people are going, you know, it's like sharing. Would you let someone tap into your electricity? That's stealing. Would you let someone tap into your broadband? That's stealing. Why does your broadband have passwords on it so nobody can use it? You know, so this is the same with Sky. You're stealing from Sky when you're doing that.
One of the arguments is, and in fact, it's the most commonly used argument, Sky charge a fortune. Their services are extremely expensive. That's why I do it. I can't afford it, and that's why I use the dodgy box.
If you can't afford it, then you just can't. You shouldn't have it. I can't afford a Porsche, so I don't have a Porsche.
Do you know what I find hilarious, right, is the people who turn around and say, I can't afford it, okay? So because I can't afford it at home, I either get a dodgy box or I go to the pub and watch the match. You sit down and have one pint. That's your Sky. That's your match paid for. for the whole month.
Hmm. Okay, no, I take that, right? But, as I said, and in fact, I got a message in a moment ago from Orla. Let me read this to you, Angela, and see what you say to this, okay?
Yeah.
Sky Ireland generates roughly 550 to 600 million annually, making it one of the largest media businesses in Ireland, mainly through TV subscriptions, sports packages, and broadband. In comparison, RTE brings in about 350 to 400 million from the licence fee, while Netflix is estimated to earn somewhere between 300 and 500 million in Ireland. Though exact figures... Sky Ireland stands out as one of the biggest revenue generators these days, with Netflix close behind. In other words, this is big business. They won't notice any money missing.
They obviously do. Do you know what I mean? If there's been a court case about it, they obviously do. And the thing is, like, you can turn around and say, oh, yeah, well, you get this. Sorry, you can get your Netflix through Sky. You can get your Disney through Sky. You can get your Paramount, your Prime Video. You get all of that through Sky. Yes, you pay for it. So it might be the highest in Ireland, but there are people who order stuff through Sky that could do that separately. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just because it shows on paper that they're the highest.
Somebody listening to it, and mine is as well. You can pay.
And Disney is through Sky.
But what do you say to people who are listening to us right now and saying, is that woman for real? Like, tell her to get a grip. There's no harm in using a dodgy box.
Well, try and get somebody that works for a company. You know, that you're actually, haven't we always heard for years about movies and films and when they're being streamed like that? Like, look at the cinemas. Geez, at one stage, cinemas were nearly closing because people were using the dodgy boxes.
And I have to be honest with you, Angela.
To the cinema.
I would have felt the same way as you did. I would have felt the same way as everybody else did until a couple of months ago when somebody started robbing our audio.
Yeah.
And you do feel, myself and Adrian were like feckin' antichrist that day when we saw him. We were like, how dare he take our intellectual property? Now, there's nothing intellectual about this podcast.
Nothing whatsoever, yeah.
It is called intellectual property.
How
dare somebody take our audio that we work hard to put together and make money off it? And
that's what I'm saying. That's why your broadband has a password, so nobody can use your broadband.
Yeah.
And it'd be somebody tapped into your broadband, then you'd go mad about it.
Well, so all of the people listening to us now who have a dodgy box, who don't really give a shit, who think Sky costs too much money and that's why they're doing it, that it's ridiculous, the money they charge for Sky Sports is outrageous, blah, 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 blah. What do you say to that? What do you say to those people?
Yeah, that's what you do. Get a dodgy box because we know that half the time you're going to go to a pub and watch it anyway. So spend your money in a pub. That's what you do. Go down and spend your money in a pub. I don't. I like to go to matches. I have a season ticket. But I like to watch some sport. And the other thing is, I love going to the cinema, right? I love going to the cinema. I have Sky Movies. But with Sky Movies, I get 2 free tickets every month to the cinema. Worth €16 and Sky Movies is €9. Like, there you go.
And the thing is as well, if every single person in the UK and Ireland decided to stop paying for Sky and they decided to all use dodgy boxes, there would be literally no Premier League matches anymore. Because Sky,
there'd be nothing. Sky they support, pay. They sponsor, and they pay whatever it is to screen them.
They sponsor the Irish soccer squad at the moment.
Soccer team as well tonight. Yeah, let's see Sky all over it. We all be fucking giving out about it then. They, like, as you say, the Grand Prix, you know, Formula One, they have their own channels because of it. You know, Man United have their own channels because of Sky.
Well, no, Man United on their own channel, but the point
on
you're
making... Sky? Okay, I didn't realise that. Do, yeah.
But the point you're making is that this has to be paid for, basically. Is that the argument you're making?
It has to be paid for. So stop bitching and moaning about it. You know, you were all happy enough years ago when Sky came out, and now that you can get everything for free, you're like, oh, I don't give a shit about the industry. But I don't care.
Is that not the way we all operate, really? If you can get something for cheap, we'll take it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, I got Sky Movies because I get 2 free tickets, and it's cheaper to get Sky Movies than pay to go to the cinema.
All right, stay there for a second, Angela. Do you think people should feel guilty about it?
I don't think guilty, but it's, you know, people just don't give a shit. And I hope they all get caught.
Okay, fair enough.
I really do. You know, because they don't give a shit about it.
Okay, your number's up. They're going to be coming and knocking on your door. Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Adrian, how are you? Good topic. Adrian, I have a question, right? So you're saying there that they've gone in and got Revolut details. So say, for example, there's a guy and he has a Revolut account called IPTV Man, right? And he has 300 people subscribing and they're paying him an annual subscription, right? Mm-hmm. And now Sky come after these 300 people, right? And say, you paid your man 60 quid, blah, 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 you're robbing content. If you use a VPN to hide your to hide that you're streaming, they can't prosecute you because they can turn around and go, yeah, get your man 60 quid, but show me that I use your content. You know what I mean? They would have to prove that you use their content.
Okay, first things first, Eddie, the vast majority of people don't even know what a VPN is. So don't know how to use
it. I know, but there's a lot of people that do.
Yeah, but the majority of people using dodgy boxes aren't using VPNs as well, okay? The vast majority. Clever ones are, but the majority aren't. Now,
like for example, there's many a time I went after a fucking big session and got a curry for 40 quid and came home and never fucking had it and fell asleep pissed up. They have to prove that you're using that content. So say, for example, my name is under Mr. IPTV's Revolut account. I've given 60 quid, right? Mm-hmm. And they come after me and they say, you're streaming our content. And I use a VPN. I go, well, prove it. And if they can't prove it, that's the walkaround.
Well, they can prove that you paid him money.
Yeah, but they can't prove
you didn't pay him money for the good of your health.
It doesn't matter. I paid him money, but that doesn't mean I've used the content.
Okay, that's
just because I paid them. That's not proof.
Okay, but let's go back to the point. The principle of the whole thing that 400,000 people, by the way, in Ireland have dodgy boxes. 400,000 people are streaming illegally.
And just as an example for that, and by the way, Eddie, I'm not going high and mighty on this because Jesus, every single person listening to this podcast has downloaded music in the past. And there's not one person who hasn't downloaded music. But a friend of mine who has a dodgy box, yeah? And he was watching Disney, and he's a big fan of Star Wars, and he was watching the new Star Wars series on his dodgy box, and he was saying, have you seen the new Star Wars series on? And I said, yeah, how are you watching? He says, I'm watching it on my Fire Stick. And he said, it's fucking brilliant. It's brilliant. Oh my God, it's amazing. And I said, the reason that's amazing is because people who subscribe to Disney Plus, like me, I have a subscription to Disney Plus, paid for them to be able to make that. If people do not pay for the service, they are not going to get the content.
I know all that, but the gas thing is, you know, the guard and judges and all that have dodgy boxes. You know, it's, you won't get rid of it. There'll always be a walkaround. And when they break that tech, the people that provide it will provide another way and another platform for you to pay. Sky's obviously losing money, but the public love a bargain.
Do you feel any guilt whatsoever about using one? I'm assuming you do.
No, well, you're assuming wrong, Adrian. Have you got proof?
But okay, if you did have one, would you feel guilty about having one?
If I did use one, would I feel guilty? Not in the slightest.
And Angela, that is the bottom line about this conversation. Yeah. The majority of people really don't give a shit. They don't care. And these are law-abiding citizens, by the way. Some people who would never break the speed limit, would certainly never rob anything from a shop. You know, they're good, decent people, but they still don't give a shit.
Of course, they're not going to give a shit until something arrives in their door bringing them to court. You know, and I think, Eddie, that's a really, really weak case to put forward that prove that I use it, prove that I pay. I mean, come on. Do you know, that's like that. That's like guards.
Well, no, in fairness, he does have a point.
Hold on a second. That's like a guard finding a list in a drug dealer's house of all his clients. Like, they know that's what you're getting. You know, so, and the thing is, if they call to your house and turn around, you're obviously going to have the Fire Stick in your house.
No, that's true. And you may well be streaming. And I know what Eddie was saying about using VPNs and everything else. Most people aren't clever enough to do that.
I don't even know what a fucking VPN is.
There you go. I rest my case. And I think the majority of people haven't a clue what a VPN is or how to use it.
A clue. I wouldn't even know how to use. I do know people who have the Fire Stick. Jesus Christ, it's the most annoying thing. It's nearly as complicated as Netflix.
Okay, and I'm just Orla is after sending a message. She's doing all her research here and saying Disney Plus generates $10 billion a year in revenue. Yes, Orla, that is true. But why should, why pay?
They can't make content like,
yes, they cannot make
like the, that new Star Wars
the
stuff.
The new Star Wars movie that's coming out. They could not make that if it wasn't for people like me. And I'm just trying to see how much my Disney subscription is a month. It's bloody expensive.
I think mine's, but with Sky now, it's free.
Okay, well,
I paid for Disney Plus, but I've cancelled it now because you get Disney for free on Sky.
I do not mind paying for Disney Plus because I use it.
You're not paying for it all along.
Yeah, I use it quite a bit, and it gives you really good content. And, you know, Orla's message about don't worry too much about Disney. Well, yes, Orla, because you are watching, I assume, Disney Plus for free. I'm paying whatever it is. I think it's 20 quid a month or whatever for it. Why should I have to pay 20 quid a month to watch it?
They pay nothing.
Yes, I am literally funding the making of these great programs that you're enjoying off my back. Would you agree?
Do you see it that way? Yeah.
Oh, of course I do. Yeah, I'm paying.
Absolutely.
Yes. But what are the ways to see it? I am literally paying for Disney Plus to make a new Toy Story movie, yeah? Or whatever the case may be.
It's the people who are paying for it are keeping the company going.
Right, but what do you say then to those same people, Jeremy, that say, oh, well, aren't you the worst gobshite? You dirty looking Egypt paying for it like
no,
that.
No, because if everybody refuses to pay for it, Adrian, in the same way, people who don't pay tax, yeah? If everybody decided tomorrow I'm not going to pay tax, the country would fall on its knees. We have to fund things that we use.
Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this. This WhatsApp voice note came in to us a moment ago.
Hey lads, a pretty interesting topic there today. I actually have a Fire Stick and I have an app on it that unlocks all the channels. The guys that I use are based in London, but not even in Ireland. It costs me 73 euros a year. And it's just absolutely every channel under the sun: Premier Sports, TNT Sports, Sky Sports, DAZN Sports, you know, every sports channel under the sun. So one of my mates actually has the full Sky pack, and it's €140 a month he's paying. And I actually have more stuff online because I have all the sports and I have all the movies and I have all the paper views and stuff like that. Just run a VPN. Just run the VPN on it, and you change your location to Mexico or America or Russia or Iran or whatever. It will just keep changing your location all the time, so they'll never be able to track it down with an IP address. So they're just scaremongering people. So, you know, that's all I think. I wouldn't be getting rid of it. It's brilliant.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter
with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon,
a daily podcast from Ireland
about opinions.
Now, you were examining how much your Disney Plus is costing.
I have to go into my subscription. So my Disney Plus a month costs $15.99. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Now, Disney Plus is on my house 24/7. Kids would be watching Moana or whatever. I'd be watching Star Wars or whatever. So I think $15.99 is not a bad price to pay for a month. And by paying that money, you know that they're going to get more revenue and that they're going to be able to make more great TV programs. Now, if everybody takes the attitude of, I'm not playing for Disney Plus, but I still want, it's like, you know what I compare it to? I compare it to, and I hate these people who go into pubs and smuggle a drink into a pub and think that they can sit there. In fact, I reported someone only 2 weeks ago first. They'd pull out a plastic bottle out of their bag that has vodka in it and they pour it into their Coke. Mm. And they're happy to sit in a pub, and that's the exact same thing. These people that are prepared to sit in a pub, listen to my music playing, listen to a band playing, whatever the case may be, and not put a penny behind the bar. That's not how life works, lads.
Yeah, no, that bugs me as well, to be honest with you. Patch, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you? Hello?
How's yourself?
Good. How are you getting on?
Not too bad.
Well, what did you want to say on this? Do you have a dodgy box? Do you use one? Or what do you think of it?
I think that it should be okay to use them. Like, I don't use one myself because...
It's not okay. It's against the law. It's illegal. You're not paying for it.
I know that, but just like the cost of Sky, if you want to get, because like I'm big into my sports, and I think if you were to get all the channels on Sky or Virgin, you'd be paying up to like 140, 150 a month.
Yeah, you probably would. Yeah, channel. I agree wholeheartedly, yeah.
But that's why I'm using like Now TV on my PlayStation, and I can get all the sports for like 27 a month, which is pretty decent.
Okay, so... you think it should be okay? What, the law should turn a blind eye and let people download, stream stuff to their heart's content?
Well, I get like the both sides of the story. Like a lot of people use TV shows as like an escape from stuff that's happening in life. And yeah, the prices are just ridiculous if you were to get the Sky Dish or Virgin Box or whatever it is. But I do understand that it is too costly. Like if you do go down the Sky or Virgin route, because like they do charge, like in my opinion, way too much for like basic the basic channels. Like if you don't get sports or movies or other add-ons that they have, I'm not too sure which add-ons they have.
So you don't have any issue, for example, with people using a dodgy box?
No, because there's people out there doing far worse than using a Fire Stick or a dodgy box or whatever.
No, obviously there are, yeah. There's people out committing murders. Yes, that's obviously worse. But the fact of the matter is that streaming through a dodgy box is illegal. It's robbing money off Sky that are providing the services that people are watching, or Netflix or Disney Plus or whatever. You are literally robbing from those companies.
I get that, but at the same time, Sky shouldn't be charging such ridiculous rates.
But the argument again is they without charging money, they can't provide the content that they're providing.
I get that, but they should try and just like think of the normal Joe Stoke that's out there who struggles to pay for these, and maybe like do cheaper packages to prevent the use of dodgy boxes as well, you know?
Okay, so you believe that this is down to Sky. Sky are charging too much money for their services, and that's why people are doing it. Is that your argument?
Yeah, because as I said, like if just for sports, because as I said, I'm big into my sports, $140, $150 a month is a ridiculous amount to be paying.
But you don't have to pay it. That's the point. You don't have the point Jeremy made earlier on. If you look at, you said you're big into your sports, and if you look at the Premier League in England, that wouldn't be what it is today without people paying their Sky subscription and the money literally going into the Premier League.
And here's a way to look at it as well. I used to go to the pub to watch the matches, Patch, all the time. I'd go to the pub to watch a match, and if I was going to the pub to watch a match, I'd end up ordering food and I'd end up ordering a couple of drinks. Now I watch the football generally at home if it happens to be on the Now TV, and I save the money so it's not costing me any more to actually sit at home and watch it. In fact, it's costing me less because I'm not buying pints of beer and I'm not. So it does that not make more sense?
Yeah, it does. But as I said, the prices are just too high in my opinion. Like they should. Like I get that the Premier League and other leagues are the way they are because of Sky and other satellite channels around the world as well. For example, I remember seeing somewhere that in Australia there's a channel called Office Sport, and like they get every Premier League, even the 3 PM games, which are blacked out over here, for I think like $15 a month.
Well, it is the far side of the world when the matches are on in the middle of the night. So maybe that's why they get it an awful lot cheaper. Stay with me for a moment. Our number is 085-825-2626. We mentioned earlier on that we got a message on Facebook from...
Can I just say for the people, sorry for cutting across you, the people that are hating us saying that we're supporting Sky, absolutely not. I said at the start... I'm not going to judge anybody if you have a Fire Stick in your... we're in our house, we're bigger regions. We subscribe to 6 different things in our house. It's ridiculous. We've Prime, we've Disney Plus, we've Netflix, we've Now TV, and we've, what's the other one? Paramount Plus and stuff. And then we have Spotify as well. So we subscribe to all these things. If you're doing it in your own house, that's fine. But just don't be going on about, oh, how great, isn't it great that the new show on Netflix, oh my God, that's amazing, the production that went into that. You didn't pay for any of it. You didn't pay for it to be made.
We mentioned earlier on that one of our listeners sent us a message. Her husband works in the television industry. Her name is Monica, and she sent us this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, Adrian and Jeremy. I just wanted to weigh in on this with this TV dodgy box things. I actually reported my neighbour for using one of those, and I don't feel bad about it at all. My husband now, he works for a TV company, and what people don't seem to realise is that it's actually affecting jobs. You know, it's not just harming it's just because everybody else is doing it. So, you know, yeah, I report to my neighbour, and it just doesn't make it right just because everybody's doing it. At the end of the day, if you're doing something that you know is wrong, then you should be reported. And, you know, I feel like more people should report it. So, yeah, I'd love to know what your listeners think, if you could talk about it on the show. Yeah, thanks very much.
Well, we are talking about it on the show now, to be honest. But
this is what this proved. Now, well, I don't know about reporting your neighbour and stuff. I think that's a bit shitty, isn't it?
Yeah, bloody sure it is. Well, for having a dodgy box.
Excuse me. Here's the thing about...
You're making an awful lot of phone calls to the guards.
Here's the thing about anything to do with someone getting stuff illegal, yeah? It will only annoy you when it affects you directly, okay? So say for argument's sake, yeah? Say for argument's sake, you work in H&M on Grafton Street. That's your job. Yeah, you work in H&M on Grafton Street. You will have a problem with people buying all their clothes on Temu and buying them all online, yeah? Because it's literally going to affect your job. Because if people stop going into your shop, yeah? But I don't know anybody who works in a clothes shop. I buy all my clothes online. I haven't walked into a shop and bought clothes, I'd say, in about 3 years.
Yeah, so that lady's message, her husband works in the television industry.
So everybody's having a go at her, yes.
Yeah, he's affected. Yeah, you know, I get that.
But why are people having a go at her? Literally, it's her husband's life, his livelihood.
So why do people not see an issue with this?
They do if they have someone that works in the industry.
Yeah, but that's the first person we've heard.
Like, that's Keith saying she should mind her own business. Well, it is her business.
No, and that's the point.
Because it'll be her husband that's let go. Because
this argument...
In the same way, sorry, I'm just going off on a rant here now. In the same way, yeah.
Can other people get a word in?
A lot of you who bring alcohol into pubs, yeah. You don't see that as a problem. That's fine if you don't see that as a problem, yeah? Myself and Adrian do, because we get paid by venues to be there. And by you bringing in your little plastic bottle filled with vodka or whatever the case may be, yeah? You're not spending money behind the bar. Therefore, there's less money behind the bar to pay the staff. Then the staff get let go, and it's a knock-on effect. So people need to start realising that when you do something like that, where you're getting something and not paying for it, someone is going to be affected.
Okay, the argument with the pubs and the argument with Sky is, oh, they're too expensive. Well, then just don't go or don't use it. Like, for example, Brown Thomas, is extraordinarily expensive. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah,
my jays, it's so dear. So should I just go in and just take the stuff? Because it's too dear.
Eddie's winding me up now saying, thanks, Jer, for paying for Mandalorian on Disney Plus your jet. Well, I literally did. I paid for it.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Thank you, young guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, John.
Well, here's the thing, you know what I mean? I want to open up with this one. Yeah, Jeremy keeps banging on about the publicans. They're hungry fuckers anyway. If they brought down the price of drink, many people would probably be going back to the pubs, you know? So fuck the publicans. They know quite well what they're doing, rising the point every few months. You know, I don't feel like, sorry.
Hang on, John, and that's fine. And if people vote with their feet and don't go to the pub, that's fine. Jeremy is talking about is the people who actually do go to the pub, but drink their own drink while they're there.
Oh, no, but that's why they're doing it, because it's too fucking expensive.
You just said it yourself. If you think the pub is too expensive, don't go. Okay.
You see, this is begrudgery, right? And I'm going to use this name, begrudgery. You and Andrew earlier on. Oh, I pay for the service and everybody's getting for free. Fuck yous if you want to pay for it, I say. You know, that's it. Fuck yous now, you know, and that's the end of it. Like, because I tell you what, it's open to you if you want to buy the service or you want to buy the fucking the fire stick and get on the fire stick.
I'm assuming you have a fire stick, John.
I have four of them. Four of them.
Jeez, not just
one in each room.
One
in
each room.
It is, guys. And here, how much did you say Sky made? 560 million. Here, there's no fucking jobs lost here.
No, I didn't say it made 560 million. I said it generates 550 million.
Here we go. No, 550 million.
Yeah, this
I don't feel sorry
profit.
For Sky. I don't give a fuck. Well, here, at least they're bringing in at least 450 million out of it. Here, do I feel sorry for RTE as well? Another shower of fucking assholes. Do I pay a TV license? No, we won't. Will I go to Corford? Yes, I will. Here, and I looked into the legal mumbo jumbo about this Sky shit as well for you, okay? And I tell you this, if you look down in the fine print, you're getting €154 fine for having the fire sticks. I'll pay that every fucking time I'm caught. If I am caught, no problem.
No problem. You see, you're not in any way nervous about Sky sending you
a
letter.
I'd laugh at the fuckers if they knocked at the door. I'd laugh at them. And I'd laugh at the Gardaí. You think the Gardaí have time to knock on my door and accuse me of fucking illicit streaming or whatever the fuck it's called? Eddie was right. I have a VPN as well. Eddie's bang on the button there. You know, but even if that, even if my neighbour says, oh, he has fucking, you know, that bitch there that said it there a minute ago, oh, he's illegally streaming. You know, and they did knock at me door. I'd fucking laugh at them. I'd laugh at them. And here's another thing, guys. You know, because we all know now, cash is fucking king. Stop using Revolut. I don't know why people are using banking systems to pay for this stuff. I never did. I paid 300 quid. I got one for free. Got three. I got four prescriptions and I got. I just paid for three. You know, and the thing about it is, you know, you're after letting it out of the bag there now that they're coinciding with Revolut, you know. People are going to stop using Revolut now. You know, they're going to say these fucking scumbags are going to give everybody's details over to every company now or any company. So stop using Revolut. Simple.
John, if it's not Revolut, it was a court order. The court ordered Revolut to...
Why only Revolut? Why only Revolut? Why not
AOD? That's how people conveniently pay. So if it becomes that new... if people start paying with that new thing, whatever it's called, what is it, Shippay or...
Funk and all this shit. Yeah, I get you.
They'll just hand over those bank details. Okay, so there's nothing to do specifically with Revolut.
Are you paying? Because I would even have less of a problem with someone who... uses a dodgy Fire Stick but actually subscribes to Amazon Prime or subscribes to Netflix.
I get everything for free.
So you don't have a subscription to anything?
Nothing. Not a fucking... And I don't even... I'm at the 10 yet. I don't even have a driver's or a TV license.
Okay, so you want me to fund your entertainment
you
lifestyle?
You are. You fucking are. I said it to you. That's Angela. You're a great citizen. These are fucking wonderful.
So do you like the programs that Disney Plus
provide? I love all the programs. I love all the, you know,
you love
everything.
All the Star Wars. You love all the Star Wars
all
stuff.
All the free fights. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you think? Say those programs on Disney Plus. Who pays for them?
You do,
by the sounds of it, yeah.
You fucking do. Yeah. You're fucking easy. You know what I mean?
No, but
in fairness, he's right. You've just admitted that you have six different subscriptions in your house.
That's ridiculous, yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, who's the fool? You, honestly, paying that amount.
Absolutely.
But we have Amazon Prime because my wife does her shopping on Amazon, so that's what.
You get that for free.
But get your shit together and listen. There's no stopping you from getting a Fire Stick tonight, tomorrow. You know, you're just, as I say, you're begrudging, and so was Angela there as well. You know what I mean?
No, I'm just saying.
What business is it of yours or anybody else's in the real world?
People have to, like, would you go into a restaurant with a steak under your arm and give it to the chef and say, "There's me steak, cook that for me. I want to eat that."
It's not extreme.
You're
look. Listen, we can go out to Buff and Cock there and get a steak and fucking bottomless fries there for 40 quid. You know, Sky are absolutely charging a fortune.
I agree.
If they bring their subscription fees down, at least then I would probably think of getting rid of the four or six.
Yeah, what? Bring it down to free of charge? A reasonable price,
you know, and maybe then I think about it. But, you know, here's the thing as well, Angela was saying about dodgy broadband. You know, if you get a decent broadband, then you won't have a problem with a Fire Stick, you know. But the fact of the matter is, we all know quite well, 90 quid a month, like, you can go and fuck yourself for 90 quid a month. You know, I'm not paying it. I'm not doing it, you know. It's as simple as that. And don't be hating me because I'm getting me shit for free, you know. And what? Fuck Revolut. We know now, and we won't be doing anything with Revolut anymore. I don't do anything really anyway. I like cash, and
In fairness, it is... Revolut was ordered to pay over, okay? They were ordered to give over the bank details. So there's not much they can do about it when it was a court order.
Well, but I could just say this, agent, there before I go. It wasn't, you know, there's Jeremy there giving out about counterfeit and about this, that. Now, you remember when the DVDs were back again? We used to buy dodgy DVDs, and it was all these ads.
I'm not giving out about counterfeit. Sure, I bought my young fella a kit and
spare. I'm just about to say that.
I'm not going
to
be.
It kind of is the same thing.
We are bringing it up.
Sorry, this fool here is literally running a media empire from from his house and isn't paying one. No, it's not funny. You're literally, you're paying for absolutely nothing.
Good. And what?
Supposing you went.
Why are you hating me, you fuckhead?
Supposing you went to either myself or Adrian's gig at the weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
And you brought.
I've been to many gigs, and okay. I think they're great gigs.
And you brought you brought vodka in a plastic bottle and drank.
I didn't.
But if you did and sat there and drank out of it for the whole night, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sat there and drank out of it. Okay. Where does the money come to pay my wages for DJing in that venue? Where does that money come from?
Again, as I said, there's only a small minority, Jeremy, that are doing this in pubs and clubs around the country. You know, the pubs wouldn't be open only for it. You know, if that was happening and everybody was doing it, the pubs would be closed. Of course they would. But there's only a small minority doing it. Same with Sky. There's only a small minority using dodgy boxes. They're not going to fucking do it.
Tell you, John, it's not a small minority. 400,000 people in Ireland are using them. 400,000.
And I'm proud to say it. I'm one of them. And the thing about it is, am I going to change? No, I'm fucking not.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Let me bring in Craig with his opinion.
Well, guys, how are things? Yeah, it's a great topic. This has never been discussed before. Look, it's a big issue going on, obviously, but I just don't get it. Like, people, if they want to download it, download illegal TV or dodgy sticks or dodgy boxes, they should be able to, you know, like, Sky has risen their prices absolutely crazy prices over the years. And it's not because of lack of viewership, it's because they're greedy. They offer this thing, as they call a bigger package. Most of the channels are repetitive repeat stuff that were on last week, the week before. Some stuff is on all day that's horrifically boring. They just drag it out of it. There's absolutely no interest in it. Like Angela saying, it can't be compared to breaking speed limits. Yes, it can. You break speed limits, you break the law. You know, you don't tax your car, you break the law. It's minor. But then again, so is, in my opinion, downloading illegal content. Now, distributing illegal content is different because you're making huge money out of that. You're not making money out of downloading it, you're saving a bit of money. This whole thing about people being worried as well, Sky aren't going to come after anyone who downloads it. They're using this in court case to get all their bank accounts and details and numbers so they can further strengthen their cases against these people who did take to court. Sky aren't going to take thousands and thousands of people to court because the court can't fill it. It's impossible to. It's scaremongering tactic, but they're only still going to go after suppliers. They can't take thousands to court. It's just physically impossible with the way our courts are at the moment anyway. And Jeremy saying about theft and all that, he done something pretty similar by buying discounted kits abroad. You know, he's taking money technically off the football clubs and off Adidas or Nike. So he can't really talk in that manner. So, you know, it's minor, but still minor as streaming downloadable content. People who stream it aren't making money from it. They're just saving a little bit of money. So anybody who comes on saying it's disgraceful or shouldn't happen, really, they need to really have a rethink about it and maybe go and touch some grass because it's not that big of an issue. Yeah, people who are distributing and making a lot of money off it, yeah, fair enough, that's there. But people are saving a bit of money in it, nah, no issue at all.
Now, you're annoyed with Craig, whose message we played a minute ago. But you wanted to comment on it.
We just talk about those football kits.
You admitted on this podcast that you got a counterfeit kit for your young fella.
There's levels, lads. There's levels of crimes, okay? Different levels of crimes, yeah?
Yeah.
You like, breaking the speed limit is not as bad as murder.
Correct, obviously, yeah.
Murder is not as bad as mass murder.
Yeah. What's the point you're making?
Different levels of crimes. We all commit, dude. There's not
robbing on a dodgy box isn't as bad as any of those that you just mentioned.
No, it's not. I didn't say using a dodgy box is the worst crime in the world. It's absolutely not the worst crime in the world. That's not what I'm saying. But we all commit.
But you said you bought the kits that Ronaldo's team plays for. Yeah, they need the money from that.
We're not talking about kits again. It's the same principle.
It's
a different level. Okay, but 3 weeks ago, lads. Okay, I'm going to put my hands up here and admit to a crime.
Go on.
I'm going to admit to a crime. Are you ready for this?
Go on. Yeah.
Here's the crime.
Go on.
Now you get ready with the guards. Call the guards. 3 weeks ago, I was in the cinema watching a movie with my kids, and I put the pick and mix sweets into the bag at the counter.
Yeah.
You know the counter over the corner.
Yeah.
And from the time I walked to the counter over to pay for them, I F four sweets out of the bag.
Oh.
That was my crime.
Hands and then up. They waited, but the four sweets weren't in it.
They were in my stomach at that stage. Now technically,
that's a crime.
Technically, it's a crime. I ate four pick and mix that I didn't pay for. Is anybody going to lose their job over that? It's all relative, lads.
Gareth, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Gareth?
All good, lads.
Good, Gareth. What do you want to say on this?
Jeremy's giving out there about paper against the pubs. My mother brings the 7-upper out of the pub. She'd like, she bites the bag, yeah, but she'd bring the can of 7-upper.
That's actually funny.
I've never heard of that before.
That's actually not funny.
I've never heard of somebody, she brings her soft drinks with her and not her vodka.
Yeah, she brings the diet 7-upper and the publican says to her, have you got your 7-up with you? I do, just the vodka, so.
Sorry, the publican knows that she's bringing 7-up into the pub.
It's them two publicans, a cola and the can.
That's insane. That's mad. Anyway, what's your opinion on people using dodgy boxes?
Well, fucking use as much as you can.
Oh.
Everything that's possible is just out the fucking screw. You might as well join the queue. Being honest and being good in this country is a waste of time.
Have you got one?
Oh, I have.
Oh, you have. You use it for all your sports and everything else, do you?
I wouldn't look at a football match if it was outside the fucking gate. I have no interest in sport.
Okay.
Maybe documentaries or movies.
Okay. Now, when you hear people like Jeremy saying, well, look, I'm paying for...
Some people like Jeremy, like I'm the moral conscious.
Well, you kind of put yourself up there.
No, I don't have a problem with someone having a dodgy stick.
But you were giving out about you're paying for Disney and they're
I'm just
not.
Saying, don't expect...
You said that to John, I'm paying for Disney.
No, I did say that. Like, you're getting these great made TV programs, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Because of us.
Do you feel any guilt about that, Gareth? That Disney is making the new Toy Story, or already has made the new Toy Story, and Jeremy paid for it, you didn't?
No.
It
doesn't bother me in the least, because, well, look, that's his choice. That's the way he wants to go about it.
Well, in fairness, is Gareth going to be sitting there watching Toy Story?
I even will. Can't wait for it.
Gareth is going to sit down and watch Toy Story 5 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I love Moana and all that type of stuff.
I have to say, Gareth, if I saw your mother in a pub I was working in and she took out a can of 7-Up, I'd have her turfed out.
I'd piss myself laughing.
You want to be a brave fucking man to tackle my mother?
Oh, jeez. Okay, don't tell her I said that then. Okay, she's grand. She's grand.
Great to talk to you as always, guys. Yeah, go on.
Adrian, careful. She lives right at LMFM.
Oh, does she? Okay, be careful.
Well, she said they eat their young up there. They eat their young.
Good luck, Gareth. Thanks very much indeed. Let me squeeze in a few more opinions on this.
See, it's all different levels of crime, yeah?
You're just trying to justify your kits, are you?
My pick and mix.
Counterfeit football kits are part of a massive global black market worth tens of billions, with millions of fake shirts sold each year.
Who's that from?
That's from one of our listeners.
Someone who has a Michael Kors fake handbag that they got from a Lucky Lucky in Tormelinos.
That's from Orla. Orla sent that in.
Tell me about your Michael Kors fake handbag.
Emma.
I have a fire stick and I 100% would not get rid of it and pay Sky. You pay €150 for your first year and then every year after that it's 80 or 100 quid. I understand what you're saying about, sure, if everyone done it, Sky would fall through. Jeremy, if everyone bought jerseys off the Lucky Luckies in the markets, all the jerseys companies would fall through too, wouldn't they? So, like, you have to save your money somewhere. Yeah, and I think the people that are paying the Sky and paying what I'm paying yearly, you're paying monthly, I think you are the bigger aegis.
And finally, Scott.
We pay for Sky, Disney Plus, Netflix, Paramount, Discovery Plus, you name it, we pay for it. We still have one of these dodgy boxes in the house for the stuff that I like to watch that's over in the US. And that's about it. But everything else, we still pay for. So it'd be interesting to see what would happen in that situation if you have one and you're still paying for their services.
All right, thanks, Scott. Before we go, very quickly, we have a quick question for you. If you would like to win yourself an Opinions Matter portable travel mug. Yeah,
by the way, I should never mention that.
No,
that
you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Anyway, what's the question today?
The question is, about 10 minutes ago, I admitted to committing a terrible, terrible crime a few weeks ago.
You did.
In the cinema. What was the crime that I... No, it's not a crime. Jesus.
Well, it is a crime.
Well, we have to take the word crime out of the podcast.
Why?
Because you can't admit breaking the law.
You can. You have. What did what crime did Jeremy commit? He just mentioned it a few minutes ago. If you know the answer, send it by WhatsApp to 085-825-2626 with your name, and you could win yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug. Best of luck to you. We'll catch you on the next episode.